make a start. Thank you ever so much for being here to listen to me today. So my name is Debbie Eisen. I'm a therapist that is trained in 12 different therapies, and I'm also a trainer of hypnotherapists, past life regression therapists, NLP practitioners, and Reiki practitioners. And I am trained in so many different things because people fascinate me. We are amazing creatures, but we're really complex. So I think the more tools and techniques I've got in my toolbox, the easier it is to be able to help people. And I believe we are a combination of mental, emotional, physical, social, energetic, and spiritual. And our imbalances can lie on any or all of those levels. So when I was doing my talks today, because I like to vary my talks, I thought, do you know what? I'll go on to the Lizzie and Events group and I'll type in, what do you want me to talk about? And somebody said, can you talk about how to deal with all things that are negative? I was like, wow, that's an absolutely colossal topic to cover in half an hour or so. I thought, I'll give it a go and I'll cover as much as I possibly can. So there are lots of different things that can cause negativity within our lives. Sometimes they can be created by something internal, but quite often it's an external situation that's going on around us. So I'm going to talk a little bit about it all. So to start with, lots of you that are here will be fairly empathic, fairly intuitive, and I'm sure lots of you will have had situations in your lives where you have been impacted by other people's energies or behaviours. Now, the first time I really took notice of this was years ago when I was a primary school teacher. And I got my first class of children, and it was amazing. And I had two teaching assistants working with me, both incredible at their jobs. One of them, however, had a tendency to be rather negative. She saw the world as glass half empty, and she liked a good old moan. So much so that several people said, do you know what, I can't work with this woman. And it was a real shame because she was beautiful, she was wonderful, and she was so competent at her job. I've never met somebody that is as competent at their job as what she was. However, people didn't want to be around her because they tended to feel like their energy was getting zapped. And you might have had that situation in your own life. So you might have come across some people who, when you're with them, you feel absolutely enlivened, they make you feel great, you feel really wonderful and positive. You then may have those other people in your life, whether it's a friend that always whinges and moans about how terrible their life is without ever asking what's going on with you. Or you might have that family member that just, when you've seen them, you feel absolutely depleted. I think lots of you, from the smiles and nods that I'm seeing, will have probably had that experience at one time or another. Now, sometimes it's easy to say, well, just don't spend time with them. Sometimes that's important. However, there are lots of other occasions where we can't do that. Perhaps it's a colleague, perhaps it's that family member we have to see every Christmas, and we are bombarded with that negativity. So what I want to talk to you about today is, well, what do you do in those situations? How do you deal with it? On an emotional level, on a physical level, on an energetic level. So when you're in those situations, one of the first things to do is keep in mind your mindset. How does that person make you feel when you're around them? And are you taking on their stuff? Because I know quite often, because I am a caring person, when I've been in that situation where I've been listening to others who are struggling or feeling a bit negative, I end up taking it on board myself. I start to think, oh gosh, the world is a scary place. Oh dear, do I need to be worried about taxes and the energy going up or the war or whatever it is? Is any of that mine? That is one of the first things to come back to, whether you're interacting with somebody directly or whether you're picking it up and feeling it. First thing to ask yourself is this feeling that I'm feeling, is this thought that I'm having, does it belong to me? I'm just going to go and open that door. I'm doing a bit of an odd run because it's a big mess. Come on in. And that has been that simple question of, does this belong to me? That is something that's been absolutely vital in terms of my well-being. Because there are lots of times in the morning when I wake up and I've had a lovely peaceful night's sleep, but I feel anxious, depressed, flat. Eventually I realised, I'm a little bit like an antenna here. I'm picking up on what's going on around me. Sometimes it might have been that my husband had a rubbish night's sleep or that the kids were grumpy, and somehow I'd picked it up. Other times, it was what was going on in the atmosphere all around me. Big crisis, like when we had the pandemic and everything changed. I really could feel like I was picking up on everyone else's traumas and stresses. Sometimes I've had a friend that's been struggling and I felt all wittery and worrying. I thought, I don't know why I'm worrying. Everything feels good in my life. And all of a sudden they've rang me up, and on the phone half an hour later, I thought, it didn't belong to me. So the first thing to do is check yourself. Is this mine? If it's not yours, you can let it go. That's one of the most empowering things, to recognise that when we want to help and support somebody else, if we take it on board ourselves, we often end up stuck, feeling in a rubbish state when we then can't help them. Just in the same way as I was talking to Kirsty Lilith a little while ago about her talk, and she was describing it as though if you had a great big pit in the ground and you wanted to help somebody, yes, you can stand above it and help to pull them out. But if you climb into that pit yourself and get stuck, then you can't help that person, but you also can't help yourself. So often the best way to help those people around us that are perhaps a negative is to not engage with it. Of course, listen, be supportive, but recognise it is something separate to you. It doesn't have to become a part of you and your energy. And then you can be more productive. And that's something I've had to learn as a therapist. Because when I hear all sorts of traumas and difficulties that people are having, my natural thing is to feel sad for them, to want to go and give them a great big hug, and to sort of wallow in it with them. If I'm doing that, I've gone into my emotions and how I'm feeling, rather than that part of my mind that can think, okay, how am I going to get them out of this? So it's really important when we're around other people to start separating how they think and feel to how we think and feel. It's about protecting our energy and our mindset. And that sometimes is easier said than done. Because as I said, we can be a little bit like antennas. We can often pick up on what other people are thinking or feeling without them even necessarily being in the room. And that's because we're all energetic beings. We are all atoms and molecules that are vibrating. And those atoms and molecules are connected to the world around us. And they are then connected to other people. Now, to some of you, that might make perfectly logical sense. Others might think that is so far-fetched, it's absolutely crazy. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask if somebody can be very brave, just for me to do a little demo on you. I'm not going to do anything weird, but just to show you the impact that we can have on other people's energies. Would somebody be willing to come and stand up here for just a minute or two for me to show you something? Thank you. Thank you for being very brave.
Okay.
As I say, we've all got energy moving through our body, and our energy can either be strengthened by how we're feeling or it can be weakened. So I'm just going to demonstrate that now. So all I'm going to ask you to do first is I'm just going to ask you to put one of your arms out like this. Okay. And what I'm going to do in a moment, just if you've got any injuries or anything,
no, that's fine.
I'm going to put my hand there. I'm going to push down, and when I push down, I want you to resist and push up. Okay. So first I want you to put your other hand over your head like this. Okay. Now I'm going to push down. I want you to resist. Okay. That's nice and strong. What I want you to do now is just turn that hand the other way. Okay. Now resist. Oh, you're quite strong.
Sorry.
Is it weaker though?
Yeah, it is weaker, yeah.
I like that though. Nice. That shows you've got good energy.
I've been working on that.
We need to give this lady a clap. So put your arm out again. Okay. Resist. Okay. Resist.
Ooh.
Thank you. Your energy's good.
Thanks. I've spent a lot of time grounding.
Well done. So what I did there is I did a couple of different things. So to start with, we are like batteries. We've got a positive and a negative. And when we're feeling good in ourselves, our energy's nice and strong. So that's when I had a hand like this. When I got to turn it the other way, that was like putting the battery in the wrong way round. You're very strong, so it didn't have much of an impact.
It did feel different.
Yeah.
It definitely felt different.
What I then did is then I got her natural energy, and then I just reversed the energy in her body, and it made a physical difference to her strength. So when we come into contact with other people, it can either make our energy feel nice and strong, or we can end up feeling weakened. So there are strategies to help improve that. Now, the thing is, our energy is impacted by our thoughts and our mind. Because at a basic level, what's going on in our body is everything is an energetic process. So every thought that we have is electrical energy, our digestion is chemical energy, movement's kinetic energy. So all the time we've got energy exchanging in our body. Every second of every day, that's how we work. But that energy gets impacted by our thoughts. So when we're thinking a thought, whether it's about something that's really happening to us or whether it's something that is imagined, it releases hormones and chemicals. And when those hormones and chemicals go around our body, they have an impact. So when we're feeling really good, when we're happy and positive, we've got all these lovely endorphins that strengthen our system. But when we're feeling tired, stressed, overwhelmed, depleted, anxious, stressed, it lowers our energy. Because those hormones are released like cortisol and adrenaline, which then interfere with the organs in the body, which can then create inflammation, tension, all sorts of aches and pains. That all then lowers our energy. So what we can do to strengthen our energy is to think positive thoughts. That is one of the best things that you can do to protect yourself from negativity around you, is to think about how you are thinking. It's often something we do. And as human beings, we're really, really good at wallowing in the negative and not catching the positives. And that's something I used to be very guilty of. When I first started this well-being journey, I was a worrier. I worried about everything all the time. I didn't sleep very well. I'd spend night after night up making fictitious scenarios. It was like a Jeremy Kyle episode in my head. And I was always one of those people that had a bit low-level energy, a little bit of a cold or a sniffle or a bit of a tummy ache. And that was because I was weakening my own energy with my thoughts. Now, as soon as I recognised that, I can do something to change it. I can heal it. So one of the simplest things you can do is catch yourself when you are wallowing or thinking negatively. It's often about somebody else. It would often be like, oh, I can't believe that person's cut me up in the traffic. Or I can't believe they've said that. And I would spend ages sort of moaning in my mind. Catching myself, you can change it. So one of the most powerful things I learnt very simply were the words cancel, clear, delete. And I started using that as a mantra within my mind that every time I caught myself thinking something negative, thinking something mean about somebody else, because we do that sometimes, blaming somebody else. I don't want to be putting that out into the world. I don't want that to be affecting my energy, but also other people's energies around me. So simply cancel, clear, delete. And instead I'd make that conscious effort to think something nice. Think something nice about myself, think something nice about other people. And in time, something clever starts to happen. I say we are clever. Our brains, our bodies are clever. And what happens in our minds is we have neural pathways. They are electrical circuits. They work on energy. And each electrical circuit is responsible for something different. But because we're clever, what happens is if an electrical circuit stops making sense to our brains reroute themselves. It's something called neuroplasticity. So we can change the programming of our mind at any time during our lives. All we need to do is change our thoughts. And that takes practice. So the more you practice a positive thought, a positive reaction, the stronger those new connections become and the weaker those old connections become. It's called synaptic pruning. So by doing that cancel, clear, delete, and then thinking something positive, it's an easy way to start to retrain your own inner thoughts into something more beneficial for you. If you're thinking beneficial thoughts for you, that boosts your immune system, it makes you feel great, and then you have better interactions with other people. Because that is another thing. Often, it's the way we're interacting with the world around us that produces our reality. So I started to notice that when I was feeling better and I was still coming into contact with other people that were perhaps negative, because I was feeling better, I started to change the way that I responded to them. Before, I'd have taken on all of their baggage and all of their rubbish. I'm not going to do that anymore. What I could do instead was something more powerful to help them. Instead of taking it on, I can change the way that my energy is moving around my body. Have you ever noticed as well that if you're around somebody that's really excited and happy, you end up feeling the same? Likewise, if you're with somebody who's really miserable and really fed up, you feel that way. So you can start to take conscious awareness of the energy you're giving off by changing your language and your body language. So now if I'm with somebody that's negative, I put my protection around myself. So by protection, I tend to do something energetically protecting myself, but it's also that mental idea that actually I'm putting a separation between me and the other person. So the quickest and easiest thing to do is just put myself in a bubble of light. Mine looks a bit like a golden egg most of the time. Don't know why it's an egg shape. Some people have pyramids. And that's the idea that if somebody's having a negative thought or emotion, although it's coming, it's just going to bounce off and away. I'm not taking it on board. But then when I've done that, I start to think, how am I going to alter my body language to make them feel better as well? We can do that. Body language is important. So have you ever noticed when somebody is feeling miserable, they tend to have their hunched shoulders, they tend to be looking down, perhaps arms and body language crossed over? We don't feel like that. If we change the way we're holding our body, that changes the way we feel. So by altering your posture, you can feel better. But also, because we're very clever, we mirror and match. We are experts, all of us, in body language, and yet we just don't even realise it. Throughout our lives, we have had that unconscious programming to be watching what other people are doing. It's how we survive. It's how we become part of the pack and how we belong. We learn it from watching our caregivers when we're young. But what it means is at an unconscious level, all the time as we're interacting, we're looking for those different little cues that we're similar. People like people who are like themselves. So if you've got that rapport with somebody, so some of your way that you're holding yourself is similar, you are matched, they see a likeness. But then you can be a little bit crafty with it. So as you then start to change your body language, not only makes you feel better, but it also gives that other person the opportunity at an unconscious level to start to relax their body language. So if I've ever got somebody who's perhaps feeling stressed or anxious, I might deliberately, after a while, just relax my shoulders a little bit. I might look up slightly. I might lean myself back. And as I put myself into a more comfortable, more positive position, quite often it's a way of bringing that other person out of their negativity. So it's being that having that awareness that you don't need to be taking on somebody else's stuff. Instead, maintain your own energy and your boundaries, but also you've got that opportunity to potentially help the other person. That is, however, if somebody wants to be changed. And that is a big lesson that I think probably lots of us have had to learn over time. Sometimes we know other people that are in negative situations and we want to help them and we do our absolute best to help them and they don't take it on board. And then that leaves us feeling rubbish. That might be because that person doesn't want to change or isn't ready, and we've got to respect that. So that is another important thing when protecting yourself from negativity. It's sometimes recognising you can't help everybody. You can't support everybody as much as you want to. So once again, it's coming back to, what can I do? What difference can I make for myself to make my life better and to help those people around me in a positive way? If you're stuck in the negativity, you can't do that. Sometimes we are in those situations where they are toxic and we need to walk away. Other times we can manage people, but in order to do that, we need to put in our boundaries. Now, by boundaries, I don't mean being horrible and aggressive to people, but it's about having that respect for yourself to say, am I willing to tolerate this sort of behaviour? And I think a lot of that is linked to how we feel about ourselves. When we tend to feel good about ourselves, when we're feeling confident, when we've got good levels of self-esteem, we tend to know what we will and won't accept. If, however, we lack confidence, we feel insecure about ourselves, we feel unlovable, unlikable, that's often when we allow other people to treat us badly, because on some level we feel we deserve that. So one of the biggest things you can do to help protect yourself from negativity is catch those emotions, catch those feelings, and think, do you need them anymore? Are those things holding me back, or are they serving me? And if they're holding you back, you can change them, because we can change our minds just like that whenever we want. We can change our physiology. Sometimes we can do it by ourselves and sometimes we need help. So sometimes the best way to protect yourself from negativity is to work on yourself. And that might be having a chat to a good friend. It might be doing some journaling. It might be doing a lovely ceremony to release things that are no longer serving you. It might be coming to see a therapist like me. But you'll find the stronger you become within yourself, the more connected you are to the real version of you without all of the fear and the pain and the frustrations and insecurities, the better life becomes. Because you tend to attract the people and situations you need in life, which often doesn't match what we want. See, the universe is very crafty like that. It will give us what we need. And sometimes that is lovely, positive experiences. Other times it's a load of rubbish. It might be a really nasty, horrible person or a really awful work situation or something difficult. And that's not very nice to go through. However, even those rubbish situations have opportunities. They're an opportunity of, do I stay in this or do I do something to make myself become empowered? Do I change what's going on around me? So sometimes when we've got negativity presenting in our environment, it's thinking, okay, what can I do to bring my power back? What can I do to help myself? What lesson is this trying to teach me? What opportunities does it provide? And sometimes that can be really, really tough when you're in the middle of something horrible and horrendous. And one of the things that I do to help myself in those situations is I look at things from different positions. In NLP, we'd call that perceptual positions. Because quite often when we're in a situation, we see it from our own point of view, what it's doing to us, how it's making us feel, what thoughts are coming into our mind, what images, what sounds, what feelings. But by putting ourselves into different positions, we can sometimes get a greater understanding. And you can physically do this with chairs. I must look like a weirdo sometimes. If somebody was watching me by myself in my house. So what I might do sometimes if I'm having this dilemma, particularly if it's with another person, is I'll set up a couple of chairs. And I'll sit in one chair and I'll be me. I'll get myself into like the physiology of how I'm feeling. I'll think about my breath, how I'm holding my body, how my thoughts are. And what's going on for me. When I've done that, I get up off my chair, give myself a little shake, and then I move around and I go and sit in the other chair. And I pretend to be the other person. Now, I'm not doing that from a point of proving them wrong, but I spend time thinking, okay, how are they holding themselves? What do they see? What do they hear? What do they feel? And just by moving myself physically and thinking, what's it like from their perspective? It starts to give me maybe some alternative viewpoints. I might not like or agree with their viewpoints, but it helps me to see that there's maybe more going on. Then, I might be even weirder, I've got lots of houseplants, I love houseplants. And sometimes I might think, okay, well, what would it be like if somebody was watching this? What would they view? Or sometimes I think, oh, there'd be no one else in this scenario. I go and pretend to be a plant. And I think if that plant was watching the scenario, what would it perceive about this interaction between the me and the other person? And once again, it gives you that different understanding, a different perspective, more options. What I might then do, and I do this sometimes, I go and climb up onto my chair and I stand and I imagine I'm looking down on it, a bit like God, or somebody that's got that higher perspective and that sees what's going on. And I imagine seeing it from even more positions and what is the bigger picture in it. And all of a sudden, because I've dissociated myself, because I've taken myself out of being immediately in it, it doesn't feel as intense. But also by looking at it from a bigger perspective of how is this helping or serving me, it frees you up so you don't take things so personally. And there's been lots of times in my life where I've had situations that have felt difficult or overwhelming, and it's really hard to see what's going on at the time. If I'd had these skills years ago, it would have been a lot easier. One of the biggest ones that I faced was when I had some difficulty at work when I was a primary school teacher. Third pregnancy, I got bullied and I got picked on. And I had a few weeks thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? This is absolutely awful. And I thought, I want to be a therapist. So I retrained and I did that training. Still thought I'd have to go back to teaching, but it was made so difficult for me to return, I had to be really, really brave. And I had to say, actually, no more. I'm going to set up my own business, but I'm also going to put in a formal grievance and I'm going to resign. Now, at the time, that was horrendous to be in that situation. I was terrified. I'd never really stood up to anybody in authority before. I'd never had a position where I wasn't going to have any money coming in. But I went through that. Now I've gone past that, I'm 9 years past that, and I'm a full-time therapist and love what I do, I can see that everything in that situation was perfectly aligned to help me. That individual had to be horrible to me to give me the kick up the bum I needed to take different action. Didn't want that at the time, but needed it. It helped me to find my inner strength, my confidence. It helped me to overcome my fears. And it's made me a better person, but it's meant that I'm now fulfilling my purpose. So by just taking yourself out of that negative situation and looking from that bigger perception, it might all of a sudden help you to recognise maybe what's the bigger picture in this for me. How am I going to learn or achieve or grow from this experience? And suddenly it becomes less scary or intimidating. Now, negativity, like I say, is a huge thing. And we come against it all the time. Sometimes it might be just shutting yourself off from things. So a few years ago, I found the news was draining me. I found that every time I turned the news on, every time I saw something negative, my heart would ache for all these people that were suffering and struggling in the world, and the world felt like a very scary place. And I stopped being able to see around me the beauty in the world and other people, because there is a lot of goodness out there. So I turned it off. I closed those newspapers, and wow, that's revolutionised my life. Because now I can focus on being the best version of myself that I can be and also helping those people around me. I may not be able to change the world, but if I can help to support one other person to change their world, then I'm doing my job. So remove yourself from anything that is no longer serving you. Sometimes if you've got somebody being really, really rubbish to you and you can't get out of it, once again, don't carry their rubbish. So I've had situations, even more recently, where people have had lots of anger, lots of hatred, lots of fear within them, and they don't want to deal with it. So the easiest way is to project onto somebody else to have a go at you. One of the biggest things I learned with that is I don't need to carry it. So just because somebody throws a ball at me doesn't mean I have to catch it. So it's the same if you're experiencing a person who is negative, who is belittling you, who is criticising you, who is making you feel bad, you've got a choice. That is their baggage that they're carrying around. You can choose whether you put it on and carry it, or you can choose not to. I choose not to anymore. And one of the therapeutic techniques I often end up working with clients, often in the first session with me, is getting rid of that baggage, often from parents. Parents are often not very good at being parents. It's a complicated job. We all do our best. But over time, we end up accumulating all of these negative things that we carry around that other people have told us we're not good enough, we're never going to achieve that, you shouldn't do that, this is how you behave. It's not ours. It never was ours. It's other people's fears and insecurities and issues. And at any stage, we can say, do you know what? That isn't serving me. I put it down or hand it back. So just don't take it. So now, if somebody really starts being mean to me, which doesn't happen very often because most people are wonderful, I would simply say something like, thank you for your perspective. That's a great one to say to somebody, because thank you for your perspective acknowledges somebody. But you're not saying I agree with it. You're not saying I take it on board. There's nowhere to go for that. Other times, if I've had somebody shouting at me and having a go at me, simply said, that's right. It's nothing else. People can't do anything to that. So they're just great little things you can remind yourself about as well. But all of this basically comes back to how we protect our own energy. And getting energetic hygiene in place every day can help. So like I say, whenever I go out into the world, I put myself a nice bubble of protection around myself. I believe there is a genuine bubble of protection energetically around me. Some people don't believe that, and that's okay, but still putting that intention out there helps to create that. What I also do is I ground myself regularly, because I'm one of those flighty people that's always in her head. I'm having all these fantastical ideas and stuff, but on the flip side, there tends to be a lot of anxiety and a lot of wittering. That's probably my natural predisposition that I've had to work upon. And that's because I've got so much energy going on up here that I've forgotten the energy down here. So one of the really simple things you can do is just ground yourself, just bring yourself back to centre. And I'm going to do that with you all in a moment. So grounding, bringing yourself back to the moment. Cleansing yourself. Now, different people have got different ways that they cleanse themselves. Some people burn sage around themselves. Do it around the room as well. Cleanse your space. Some people burn Palo Santo. Some people might, like my husband, he likes to play his gongs or do some bells or drumming. Some people like to play, say, a prayer. Prayer is very important for cleansing. Some people just open the windows. But something to say, actually, I'm washing myself and the space with the from the negativity. Just in the same way as we get into the shower to wash away any of the yuck we pick up, any of the dirt, if we do that energetically also, that can really help us. So how I like to cleanse myself is lots of different ways. I will quite often, when I'm in the shower, I will also ask that that shower just washes away any negativity that I've picked up. If I haven't got an actual shower to hand, I imagine a shower of beautiful rainbow light just going through me and just washing off the negativity. Sometimes I will physically stroke down my arms and my body to knock it off me. And if there's another person, I don't want their negativity. So after I've been with somebody that's been a little bit of a drain, I disconnect my energy from theirs. So once again, this is something I only do if people aren't watching me. I do a great big karate chop around myself and I get very enthusiastic and separate that energy. Once again, probably not the best thing to do in public because you look like a weirdo wafting your arms around. But it's that intention of I'm disconnecting from you or this situation now. You can also do that more in depth. So at least once a week, I will sit myself down and I'll do something called cord cutting. Now, what cord cutting is the idea that we all have energy coming off us all the time. And we've got positive connections to other people, but we can also pick up their rubbish in our energy field. Sometimes that's deliberate. If somebody's having a mean thought about you, their energy can connect to you. Other times, it can just be simply someone you come across in the street. So for that, I close my eyes, get nice and relaxed. Sometimes I imagine I've got a sword or a pair of scissors. Other times I don't need that. And I imagine all these negative energy connections. They may be like ropes or vines or cables. And I notice, where are they attached to me? And quite interestingly, often the places I find they're attached are the places where I've had aches or pains or not felt quite imbalanced. So what I do is I follow the connections to where they are at the other ends. Now I visualise so I can see that. My husband doesn't really visualise, so he just gets a sense or a feeling. It still works. Notice where those connections are coming from, and then you can get rid of them. So I start by my end first, because I think, well, if I'm okay, then I can deal with the other bit. So I go round, and I imagine snipping or cutting all of the cords off me, or sometimes I need to untie them because they've been tied around me. And sometimes they look like weird, like little roots or vines, and I just imagine pulling them out of me. And as soon as I've done that, you imagine something sealing the area. So sometimes I use a magic cream. I'm visualising this in my mind. I am quite childlike sometimes in my creativity. Sometimes it's just that I put healing light into it so that that area is sealed so that negativity can't connect. And then I put myself in my bubble of protection. Then go to the other ends. It might be one person, it might be lots of people, and do the same. Sever and cut those negative connections. Put healing and sealing on them because I don't want it to join to them, even if I don't really like them, and put a bubble of healing and protection around them. And then I take my cords, however they are. I imagine often picking them up, but it's often gardening for me. I think it's because I have got a big garden that's overgrown. So I imagine these cords, and I, in my mind, throw them on a bonfire and let them burn away. Some of my friends send them into space on a rocket. Other people dissolve them in acid. But you do something with that intention that those negative connections can't attach anymore. Now, if you really like that person and you want to stay connected with them, that's okay. It just makes space for the positive connections to grow. If it's somebody you don't really want in your life, something quite cool often happens. You find that they do start to drift away, which can also be quite nice. And you've not had to say anything or do anything. You've just energetically made a shift. So you cleanse yourself, you ground yourself, cut any cords or connections. And I've also found another important way to help myself is particularly at nighttime, because I am a bit like an antenna, I pick up on everything, is closing myself down. So that idea is I'm a little bit energetically open and I'm still picking up on all these different things. We've got this weird thing in our household where often me and my husband hear random songs playing in our heads and we're like, where's that coming from? And we'll turn the radio on and we find one of the radio stations is actually playing that song. There's no radio playing in our household, so it's like we've heard it. A little bit annoying that my husband can sometimes hear my thoughts as well, though. We discovered that the first time when I was putting the shopping away a few years ago in the fridge, and I was singing Shiny from Moana in my head, as you do. And my husband walks in, he's like, Debbie, are you singing Shiny from Moana? I was like, how did you know? There's no words coming out of me. He's like, I can hear it. I can hear that it's in your mind. So some of us pick up on what's going on around us. So in order to close yourself down, I just imagine lovely petals folding over my head like I'm a daisy or a flower. So you just put the petals over your head just with the intention that it keeps all of your good thoughts and feelings in, but it stops any negative interference. And I like the idea of something like a flower or a daisy because that just opens all by itself when it's the daytime and the sunshine comes back out. So these little things we can do very regularly to help ourselves to feel better. So I'm just going to do a little bit of grounding with you and clearing now. So if you would like to, I invite you just to close your eyes and just to take some nice deep breaths. And as you just take those nice deep breaths, just breathing in relaxation and just breathing out any stress or tension as you just allow it to leave your system now. And with each breath you breathe in, just allow that relaxation now to spread throughout your body, going to every muscle, every cell, every fibre of your being. And as you continue to take those nice deep breaths, I would like you now to take your attention to the soles of your feet. And as you focus on the soles of your feet, I would like you to imagine some strong, sturdy roots coming out of the soles of your feet, moving down into the ground, connecting you to Mother Earth, securing you, anchoring you, stabilizing and relaxing you, just bringing you back to the present moment, allowing you to feel calm, peaceful and still. And as these roots now move all the way down, they attach to the earth's magnetic core, where they begin to soak up the wonderful grounding earth energy. Just allow this energy now to come up through the soles of your feet, up through your ankles, calves and knees, up through your thighs, buttocks and hips, your stomach, your back, your chest, going all the way to your heart centre, where the energy simply comes to rest. And then as you just rest and relax, above your crown, you notice a wonderful sparkling energy. This is an energy that is of the highest and purest, that's come to give you total healing, protection, and everything you need at this time. You just allow this beautiful energy now to enter down through your crown, filling your head, face, and neck, moving down through your shoulders, arms, hands, and fingertips, down through your back, chest, and stomach, your hips, buttocks, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet and toes, moving all the way through to the ground, creating a strong pillar of total healing, light and protection. And as you just rest and relax now, you simply focus on your heart area, allowing these beautiful energies now to merge and expand, moving through every cell, every part of you now, moving all the way through your system, and all the way through your energetic field to provide you with total and complete protection. And as you just allow that to take place now, within your mind, you're now going to cut cords with any negativity that is no longer serving you. It may be people, it may be situations or places. So as you just rest and relax now, just note on your body where those connections are. You may see them as vines, cords or ropes. You may simply sense or feel them. Are they thick or small? Are they wispy? Notice their qualities. And then simply follow where those connections go, knowing that as you remove these negative connections, it will strengthen positive connections within your life. So you now go to your end and you simply begin to remove those from your body. You may wish to cut them off. You may wish to pull them out. You may wish to untie them. If you have a guide or a higher being that you work with, You may even ask them to assist if you so wish. And you just take the time now just to remove those negative connections from your body and from your energy. And as soon as that is done, as you remove each one, you imagine some healing, sealing energy going to those areas so that those negative connections can no longer attach. Just taking as long as you need to do this. Knowing that when you have done this, you simply place a bubble of healing and love and protection around yourself so that no matter what stresses or negativities you face, they simply bounce off and away, allowing your mind and body to be calm so that you can make decisions that are best for you. If you are still going with that process, that's okay. Take as long as you need. And then once that is done, you go to the other ends and repeat the process, removing or cutting those negative cords from the other ends, releasing and letting them go with love. Healing and sealing the areas where they used to be attached and placing a bubble of love, healing or protection around the places which they came. And as you just do this, you begin to feel so much lighter, so much freer, as though a weight has been lifted, knowing now that you can choose the energy that you draw in and give out into the world. When you have done that separating process, you take those cords or connections and you allow them to be transmuted into positive. It may be that you burn them on a bonfire. It may be that you send them into space. It may be that you cut them up into pieces and let them blow away in the wind. Whatever you decide is absolutely fine for you. And as you just do that, instead, you can allow new positive thoughts and feelings to enter, thinking about how you do want to feel, how you do want to react, the positives that you are inviting into your life at this time, knowing now that as you continue to protect your energy, as you continue to focus on your positive thoughts, gratitude, and solutions, and as you let go of all those things that are no longer serving you, your life will become better each and every day. So when you are ready now, just allowing your eyes to open, just allowing yourself to come fully back into the room. If this process is still going, it can still keep going in the background, trusting and knowing now that it will be done for your highest good and greatest need. Well done, everyone. Oh, you're very good at relaxing, lots of you. You did really well there. Okay, so we're about to come to the end of the talk. So just before I do, I'd just like to ask, has anybody got any questions for me? Because I know that was a little bit of a whistle-stop tour of all sorts of things, really. That's great. Well, thank you ever so much for listening. That's brilliant. Do you know what? I always take that little bit of a breath because I think, what if somebody's going to ask me something really weird that I don't know the answer to? It's never happened yet, but it could happen. So some of you will do all of this practice naturally anyway. For others of you, it might be new to you, or some of you may know about it but need reminders. What I have produced is I've produced an online psychic self-defense course, and it is a series of videos. They're a couple of hours long, and they're not the videos, the whole course is that, but it's short videos that are sort of 3 to 5 minutes long, that give you lots and lots of different strategies to clear your energy, to protect your space, to ground yourself, to settle yourself. So I've basically produced a great big package there because we're all so busy in our lives that we tend to forget to do these things. And I wanted to make it accessible to everybody because I'm the sort of person that loves learning, but I'm also busy. So I might have 2 minutes whilst I'm boiling the kettle. I might have 5 minutes whilst I'm on the school run. I might have 3 minutes between clients. So the idea is they can be watched as many times as you want so you can pick up these skills for yourself. So that is there if anybody is interested in that. And I'm happy to have a chat with any of you if you want to come and talk to me. So thank you ever so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.